Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, and it was last week when we covered the, is it the gamut? Is that what we covered? And among the items we covered,
do you cover the gamut or do you run the gamut?
Yeah, what do you think, Jason? What is it?
I would say you run the gamut.
Run the gamut, yeah. And what exactly is a gamut?
Mm.
And why are we running it?
Yeah, unclear.
Yeah.
Important questions.
Yes. Should we run around the gamut? Should we run away from the gamut?
I think I love the new etymology hour that we're
yes,
doing.
We're doing. So the end of last week, Adam and I showed that we like our significant others and we like to help around the house. And you basically said, you kidding me?
That's
I'm the man.
Yeah.
I bring the money. The food.
Men's rights. That's correct.
And I really appreciate this because on Twitter you kept the dialogue going,
sure.
And you showed yourself vacuuming, right? and you tweeted at the show. I think you said it's like helping out at home or something like that, just having fun, kind of poking fun at yourself.
Good little joke, little ha ha. Look, we just did this whole segment where we talked about this stuff.
Yeah.
And now I'm cleaning the house.
Exactly. How would you describe the reaction to your joke?
Trying to think of the right word for it. Aggressive? Know-it-all-ish? Well-actually-ing? Yeah. People were not happy with my technique.
They were obsessed with your vacuuming. Technique.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think Troy Aikman and Joe Buck during the Super Bowl broke down technique as much as various tweeters did about how you were vacuuming.
There were a lot of concerns, and I would encourage people always, if I put something on Twitter, the reason I put it there is for you to analyze it and correct me.
Yes.
That's the main purpose of the tool. But people didn't like that I was being a little rough on the baseboard.
Yes.
They didn't like that I didn't pull out the chairs. I would just point out, like, it was a one-handed operation. I was recording video on the phone with the other hand. It was more of a simulation than an actual vacuuming. When I was done with the video, I did go back and pull out the chairs and do it the right way.
I think what you had to do, Alyssa told me, is throw the furniture all away. That you were so abusive. Adam, what did you think about Jason's technique of vacuuming last week when you saw that?
For a guy who had one hand on the phone and one hand on the vacuum, I thought it was perfectly acceptable.
I'm with you. I thought it was good, and it was playing to the bit.
That's all. It was just, as usual, most people, I think, got the joke. But I would say,
I hope.
Ordinarily, I think, on Twitter, most of my followers kind of get it. They get that we're having some fun.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I'm a news source. I'm the news man. I'm never going to do anything that's going to make you say, well, that's it for this guy. Or, I'm not going to be on one of those websites. Oh, you won't believe what this news guy tweeted. Like, I don't do a lot of men's rights tweets. I keep that just for the radio.
Men's rights. Yes. I think last week you did call us the Walter Bleepin' Cronkite of this town, too. And we had to bleep you out. That was kind of...
Yeah.
It was shocking.
Actually, that would be a very funny bit. Have you seen is it Corden who does this? That bleeps people?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Even though they're saying...
Yes,
just,
that's right.
They're not swearing. But
unnecessary censorship.
Yeah, Kimmel does that. I have
it's
not seen
it. When the Muppets are bleeped. It's pretty good.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, I don't know if he still does it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's so funny because it's so stupid. And so
I
think it'd be fun on this show sometime to, I don't know, if we probably don't have bleeping technology.
Dan, we just go to delay. We should have, if like, let's say Jason timed it, then you just hit the buzzer.
That was just it. I mean, I have, you know, a beep that I could use.
Should we try it like 6-7 times, you know, and just see how it works out?
You want to just ask a question and I'll answer it and you can go ahead and bleep it out.
I'd rather if you tried that in one of the other shows on the station and we see if the technology works. And then it's like the driverless car. I want to be about the 7 millionth person to do that.
That might be more edgy. Like, is that like
Paul and Jordana?
Lake? Is that Henry? That's H. Lake material?
No, I think it's Paul and Jordana.
Apple-a.
Yeah, when I think of Paul and Jordana, I think edgy and swearing and controversial stuff like that.
I've heard Jordana pop off, no question.
Jordana on the swearing capabilities in the building, Carter, of the host.
Yeah.
We're obviously in the top. I'd put Jordana right up there. That might be the top three. Carter?
You two followed by Jordana.
Or, I don't know, she's strong. Cook, you've worked with all of us. Who do you think?
Well, you know, I actually have sound from one of the pre-show meetings that I used to do with Paul and Jordana.
Oh, okay.
Want to hear that?
Yeah, let's hear.
Wait, that's pretty much it.
Is that Paul or is
no? That was Jordana.
Jordana.
Yeah, Paul just sort of looks.
Did I just hear Paul in the background? I thought we just very briefly heard him.
Sounded like Morse code.
So here's Jordana, and then Paul says,
"Hi there."
Yeah,
Paul Douglas here.
Paul here. Paul here. Does anybody use Morse code still?
Sure.
Guys on submarines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to think we now have him as the Twins media relations guy, it's a great break that he's working here in town. Okay, what is our late night ranking of hosts who we're drawn to? And don't just tell me Colbert, Corden, and whoever's on at CBS at like 4
I don't know
in the
who
morning.
Else there is. What are you talking about?
We had
a funny moment on our morning show today. I don't know if the bosses were listening, but. Criminal Minds on CBS. The final show is tonight.
Okay.
We had Laura Podesta, who's a CBS News correspondent, and she is absolutely delightful.
Nice.
And it's always fun when I get to talk to her. But she, at the end, I said, "Well, I'm sure Criminal Minds will live on in syndication or in streaming."
Sure.
And Laura says, "Yeah, maybe Netflix will pick it up." And I said, or maybe CBS All Access, the streaming network that this place puts out.
Right.
And she's like, that's right, CBS All Access, subscribe now.
Exactly.
I'm like, perfect. All right. And then, the network reporter, besides Yukis, who could joke around, it was very enjoyable.
Yeah, and then the feed went off and said, that guy's dead. That guy, he's dead to me.
Don't ever correct a colleague.
Exactly. I'm network. Who are you, local person? Here's my rankings. Jimmy Kimmel, 1. Stephen Colbert, 2. Who's 3? It's either Corden or Myers. I'm going to go Corden, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Fallon is last for me. I don't like Fallon.
And I don't want to sound like an old man.
Okay.
But I don't really love any of them. In the entirety.
Really? Okay,
so like,
do you miss Letterman then? Is that what you're saying?
I just think all of them do things that, like, on an individual segment basis are great, but there's no one that I really feel like I want to sit down and watch for an hour.
Nailed it. Oh, somebody reminds me, Conan. Yeah, Conan for me.
Conan, if you want to say, like, most improved
yes.
From where he started to where he is now.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Well, and also
so funny.
Yeah, for me, Conan's 3, and he might be higher if I watched him more. I think you do raise a very good. Well, Adam, you go first since you chimed in and nailed it.
No, I just say I agree 100% with Jason that there. First of all, I don't watch any of them with any regularity.
I don't either.
Jimmy Kimmel is 1 for me. Your ranking was pretty good, except I flip flop. I think Corden is better than Colbert.
Okay.
I just think he's more talented. But again, I don't look at either of them and say, that's a great talk show host.
like Corden, I think Corden's more of an entertainer.
Yes.
So like the carpool bit is great.
Mm-hmm.
Some of like the game shows he does with the celebrities are very entertaining. And I think like he has a charm with the celebrities because he's been in movies and stuff. So there's like an easier rapport. But like Colbert with a celebrity is an interview that I generally am not going to love. His monologue, I think, is good. It's very political. You have to be into that. But.
See, that's the thing. Okay. And obviously, anybody listens knows I'm into politics. To me, it's too political. You know what he come back with me? He showed the numbers where he was before.
People
want
it. They like it.
And now he's had a huge increase. The president gives material if you don't like the president or even if you're objective. I'd rather see him doing more. Other stuff.
Miss,
you know?
Like you look at like Letterman, Leno, even obviously going back to Carson. You just had but we romanticized Letterman. The early years of Letterman were not that enjoyable to watch his celebrity interviews.
I'm a pushback in that. Letterman for me on NBC, it was so uncomfortable. And I think now as I'm older, Jason, I'm more uncomfortable watching uncomfortable as an 18 to 24 year old or so in there who wanted something different. I loved it. Now in the end,
that's fair.
The end, he became, I really believe, a brilliant interviewer, but I miss the snark. I missed how disinterested he was. And at times he just was a jerk, but it was so different.
Yeah.
That's what, don't we want?
I miss like his show, shifted from where the goofy bits. I mean, you know, David, if I look at my broadcasting inspirations and influences, Letterman, I'm a very strange combination, but Letterman, Peter Jennings, and Bob Barker. That is my three inspirations. But Letterman had the, like when he would go work the drive through at the McDonald's.
Yes.
Or go busting through GE headquarters.
Correct.
You know, that's
with flowers.
So groundbreaking.
Every other
day. And now
day.
People are they're just making YouTube. They're trying to have things that are, you know, 4-minute clips that you can share the next day, which I don't blame them. That's what that's the world now.
That's the only exposure I have to those shows now.
Right. I mean, that's
the
rest.
It makes the show different. That's all.
Like if, because some people say, okay, what if Boone and Erickson were here? My comeback always is, guess what? Because what's happening already, people may not like it. What's happening right over the last 20, 30 years in this town across America, people want an opinion. People want to either love your opinions, detest your opinions, find it funny. If you're just a disseminator, it's almost impossible to succeed with 25, 54. And the facts are overwhelming. And people say, well, what wouldn't Erickson do? I go, they're brilliant broadcasters.
Yeah.
They would have figured it out. And I think Letterman and Carson also would have, Jason, if they had to say, this is how people are consuming now for a 3-minute and 40-second clip, I think they would have done more of that.
Yes, I think so too. Although I think if you look back at some of that old stuff, like that stuff really wasn't that far off in terms of things that I think would be shareable and viral than like, say, carpool karaoke is.
Yeah, that's fair. Let me jump in, put you on hold because we're a little late. I want to get to more with Jason in a matter of moments. Check him out, Channel 4, 4:30 to 7 and 9 to 10. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. Right back with Mr. DeRusha on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Jason today, Dan Cook's selection, Yacht Rock. Yacht Rock tunes. That's what we're bringing to you. This qualifies, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw a local Yacht Rock cover band at some outdoor Minneapolis festival. And it's like, if I ever saw that advertised, I don't think I would ever go to it until I saw it, and now it's obsessed. Fantastic.
I want people to text me with the best metro area, in all, you know, upper Midwest, let's go with, best cover bands that come in town. Laura Oakes, Adam Carter, sees the Stones.
Rolling Stoners.
She loves
Stoners.
Them.
Sure. Right.
Our friend Jim Walsh, his brother Terry, is it the Belfast Cowboys? Is that what they do?
Van Morrison cover?
Yeah, a lot of Van stuff.
just had the ones make the news, the hairball, the hair guy ball. Playing through his hairs on fire.
Yes. That's commitment.
Yes.
You saw the video, right, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's I've never been that committed to anything my entire life.
I mean, Johnny Holm Band, how about those guys? Like, that's kind of a northern Minnesota classic.
Do they covers?
I think it's all covers.
Johnny Holm? They don't cover, but I'm just wondering. Lamont Cranston, seemingly they've been playing since I was 5 years old, and my mom was a hard rocker. Lamont Cranston, are they still playing somewhere in town?
Don't know.
Yeah. Text me again, 651-989-9226. Okay, I have a restaurant.
We should do a Battle of the Bands, like a Chad Harbin Show Battle of the Bands.
I'd love that.
Couple cover bands, like what a fun night.
I'd love that. I want us close circuit to Shannon, John, sales staff. We talk about this in John's News, so we haven't talked about this. I'd love to do about 20 shows this summer outside.
Oh, yes.
Outside.
Why not?
I don't care if we're in the backyard of someone and they got a pool, and across from us is another house. if it's on a lake. If it's at a bar, my ideal, Jason, is the roof of this building. I would like my guy Marty Davis. He's got Cambria downstairs.
Right.
Get us upstairs. We're on the top. Do a studio. I'd love that.
It'd be great.
Lamont Cranston, by the way, last year celebrated 50 years.
That's crazy.
And yes, they have a limited schedule, but next gig will be April 25th. The Medina Ballroom with Delbert McClinton.
With Delbert McClinton?
Yes.
Really? That's my hood. I can make that. By the way, the band, Jason, you're alluding to, Lonesome Losers.
Yeah.
Lonesome Losers. Great name, too. Okay, so for the first time since it opened, I went to Mill Valley Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
I greatly enjoyed it. I mean, for me, I find it, okay, it's by Minnetonka. You know, I mean, I pretty much find all locations, what golf course is it near. my friend, Mike Shaughnessy, is the chef, and it turned out I met my oldest boy and youngest boy there. They just were in the area. Yeah. And then I'm meeting best friend, and he's going to St. Louis Park, and I go, well, guess what? I just went to Mill Valley Kitchen yesterday. Let's go again. So I went there, really like it, recommend it. Here was my debate, though. Mm-hmm. On Monday, they had a great wine deal. Where if I was going to have like a glass and a half of wine, it was a better deal to buy the bottle. And I really appreciate Alex at Mill Valley who told me that. Saved me money, and it was a great bottle of wine. Now,
Alex has a very good wine list out there, too.
So I'm not sure how often this has happened where I'm going to the same place back-to-back days, especially if I've never been there.
Right.
they specifically wrapped the bottle, and it said Mill Valley Kitchen. Could I have brought that same bottle back?
The next day?
Yeah. If it's wrapped with their stuff, if I bought it from their place.
Yes. I'd say yes. Now, they could charge you a corkage fee.
Yep.
Which I never mind paying a corkage fee. You know, still cheaper usually if they want to charge you $10 or $20. So you can use their stemware, and I think that's fine.
Do you do that much?
I started doing it more. You know, there's some etiquette about it.
Yes.
Like if you bring a bottle, you should offer a taste to your server.
Okay.
So always say, like, get a glass. And usually when you do that, often they'll waive the corkage.
Oh.
If you're nice and you're like, hey, try this, like... And you should.
Do you really mean it when you're telling them to try it, Jason?
60% of the time, yes. and you should bring a bottle that never bring a bottle that's on their list. And the nicest thing to do is like maybe order a cocktail.
Okay, so you're getting something else. Yeah. Adam, have you ever done that where you brought a bottle?
I've had a friend of mine bring a bottle of wine to we went to Manny's actually one time. He brought a bottle.
Yeah,
of wine. Yeah.
I've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
I did go.
But don't bring like a Trader Joe's $6 bottle of wine.
$2 Chuck.
Like yeah.
Boone's Farm.
How about if I bring a PBR? I mean, is that
Garcon, try this.
One time.
Tell me about it. Tell me about the floral pattern.
I went out with somebody we all know, And she brought a friend, and this guy brought like four bottles, and he was so pompous about it. I wanted to punch him in the face.
I've been in that situation too, where somebody did that, and I was so apologetic afterwards. It was very embarrassing to me.
We're terribly late. We have to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jason, very kind to join us. 12:58, Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to see why you're getting ice dams on your home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.